Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Baker. Batting third. The third baseman, Larry Brown. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Boyd. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Boyd. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The shortstop, Tom Tresh. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tommy Machick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Kilkenny. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mike Kilkenny. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal strikes out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball four. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Tresh goes all the way around to score. Northrup moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Northrup scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Machick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Machick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Machick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Mike Kilkenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilkenny hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kilkenny for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon strikes out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stanley moves to third. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tresh hits a pop-up towards third. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cash takes first base on ball 4. Northrup moves to second. Dick Ellsworth now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards third. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 1 in the game. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellsworth covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Kilkenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilkenny is 0 for 1 in the game. Kilkenny hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Fuller reaches second base with a double. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Matchick misplays the ball. That's an error on Matchick. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Hargan now pitching. Chuck Hinton now playing center field. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hargan, and towards Fuller, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 2 in the game. Fosse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horton. The throw from Fosse and he is out, Leon applying the tag. 1 out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 2 in the game. Matchick strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fuller strikes out. Two outs. Richie Sheinbloom pinch hits for Steve Hargan. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sheinbloom moves to second. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Law now pitching. Richie Sheinbloom now playing left field. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Kilkenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilkenny is 0 for 2 in the game. Kilkenny strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Leon fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 3 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Sheinbloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Northrup moves to third. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 3 in the game. Matchick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Northrup scores. Horton moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton moves to third. Macek moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Horton scores. Macek moves to third. Freehan moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Mike Kilkenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilkenny is 0-for-3 in the game. Kilkenny strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Macek scores. Freehan moves to third. Wirt moves to second. It's 5-0, Tigers. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-3 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sheinblum hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hinton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.